Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health problem or health challenge you need help with, we are here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We will talk to Vincent James at the bottom of the hour. Vincent is a musician. We're going to talk about music and health. His book is 88 Ways Music Can Change Your Life and 88 More Ways Music Can Change Your Life. He's got 2 books out. We'll talk about the relationship between music and good health with Vincent James at the bottom of the hour. And then we will get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com, or my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories and blog posts and videos, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. We've got all the Youngevity products up on all the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Also, a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. It's a great way to get your feet wet in the nutrition business, or if you're an entrepreneur, it's a great business opportunity, or if you just want to get your Youngevity products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We can help you build your business if you are interested in being a business builder, or as I say, you can get your Youngevity products at the wholesale price if that's what you desire. You can also call 866-735-2470 both to order Youngevity products and to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. That's 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, our number 844-236-6010. We'll talk to Vincent James at the bottom of the hour. His book, 88 Ways Music Can Change Your Life and 88 More Ways Music Can Change Your Life. We'll talk about music and health with Vincent James. It turns out that there's lots of things music can do for your health, which makes perfect sense because everything is vibration and music is just vibration and harmony. When the body, a very good case can be made that when the body is sick, when we're in dis-ease, we're out of vibrational harmony. They know that when they play music for pregnant moms, premature babies, and babies are born, premature babies and regularly born babies, I suppose you'd say, are born healthier. Music's used to treat pain. Music's used to reduce stress. Music can be used as medicine. There's a great article
APA.org, American Psychology Association.org website, about music as medicine, researchers exploring how music therapy can improve health outcomes among a variety of patient populations, including premature infants and people with depression and Parkinson's disease. Speaking of Parkinson's disease, I have been saying for decades that Parkinson's disease, as well as other neurological conditions, are the end result of something that we've been talking about now for a couple months, and that's small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, intestinal health issues, SIBO, as it's called, or dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria. There's all kinds of disease effects associated with SIBO. Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth is associated with issues with your bile, which can, of course, lead to fat malabsorption, malabsorption of vitamin A, and E, and D, and K. Also, bile issues can cause loose stools, watery stools, fatty stools. SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, is associated with injury to the cells that line the intestine. Of course, that can lead to leaky gut syndrome, and the number one cause of leaky gut syndrome is small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, i.e. dysbiosis. And, of course, leaky gut syndrome itself is the number one cause of all health challenges. And via this leaky gut connection, all health challenges have at their core SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, all of them. You can also run into issues with your vitamin B12. If you have small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, there's a risk for vitamin B12 deficiency anemia, elevated homocysteine, which again is associated with heart disease and Alzheimer's disease and other inflammatory diseases, vitamin K, vitamin B9, which is folic acid. Can also be levels can also be affected by small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. Immune activation, of course, bacteria in the intestine have a immunogenic effect. The intestine plays a major role in intestinal health, and increased levels of various immune chemicals can be associated with small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. This is where the longevity IP6, I believe it's called, or it's I26. It called? I think I have to get the name of that. Really cool product. Egg, hyperimmune egg. I think I'll talk about hyperimmune egg in our next segment. A hyperimmune egg, I'm trying to think of the correct name of it. I'll have to get you the name when we come back from our break. I-26, I'm pretty sure it's called, is a really interesting product. They give eggs, they give chickens bacteria. The chickens in turn make antibodies associated with that, with the bacteria that they've been injected with. And those antibodies come out of the eggs, they dry out the eggs, and we eat the egg powder, and we get those wonderful antibodies which can help control SIBO. There are also, of course, issues with bacteria getting into the bloodstream via leaky gut, and not just bacteria, but toxins from bacteria, or pieces of the bacteria, endotoxins, they call them. Again, this is another cause of immune issues, autoimmune issues, chronic diseases, neurodegenerative diseases, including Parkinson's disease. And quite obviously, if you have problems at the level of the intestine, you're going to have problems with nutrient absorption. Bacteria will eat the nutrients, and we won't get the advantage of the amino acids and the fatty acids and the vitamins. This can lead to weight loss. This can also lead to deficiencies, iron deficiencies, copper deficiencies, magnesium deficiencies. It can also lead to problems with protein absorption or amino acid absorption. And then probably, this is what we talked about yesterday, probably the most dramatic or the most obvious problem is fermentation of sugars. This is where the FODMAPs issue comes in. Fermentation, bacteria like to ferment. That's what bacteria do. They ferment sugars. They eat sugars. And when we eat lots of sugar, we'll continue talking about FODMAPs when we come back from our break. We eat lots of sugar. We basically feed our bacteria. The bacteria, in turn, produce gases, hydrogen gas and methane gas, which are actually used to diagnose SIBO, the hydrogen breath test, and the methane breath test is a way that doctor will assess whether you have small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, bloating, cramping, abdominal pain, abdominal distension, gas, flatulence, nausea, diarrhea. It can all be related to fermentation of these FODMAP sugars. And then also acidification of the chyme, which can decrease the effectiveness, I should say acidification, the stuff that's in the intestine from bacterial acids, can render pancreatic juices and bile less effective, making it harder for us to absorb our fats. You can see how this whole thing can tumble out of control simply because we've got too much bacteria in the small intestine, the wrong kind of bacteria in the small intestine. So when we come back from break, I'll tell you about this FODMAPs. We'll finish up talking about FODMAPs, and then I'll we'll discuss this cool longevity product, this hyperimmune egg product that you can use if you think that you're dealing with SIBO. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll talk to Vince and James at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about music and health and his book, 88 Ways Music Can Change Your Life, and his second book, 88 More Ways Music Can Change Your Life. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we'll get your calls this segment. If we have calls, talking about SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, I did a video today with my friend Jill on Parkinson's disease and SIBO. If you have Parkinson's disease or you're diagnosed with some kind of movement disorder, you'll probably get some kind of brain chemical, Sinemet, which is a dopamine type of chemical that supports dopamine production. Parkinson's disease is marked by an inability to produce dopamine due to brain deterioration and deterioration of the part of the brain that makes this really important neurotransmitter, dopamine. But what they don't tell you is that underneath the brain deterioration that's associated with Parkinson's, or for that matter, that's associated with Alzheimer's disease, or really any other neurological health challenge, is dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria. So what do you do? Well, there's lots you could do. First of all, I-26, I was going to tell you about that. It's called I-26, and that's hyperimmune egg, and that's a really interesting longevity product that can help support the health of the bacteria in the small intestine. Typically, the small intestine should not have a lot of bacteria. That's because there's food in the small intestine. Most of the bacteria in the microbiome, in the digestive microbiome, are found in the large intestine. And there's actually a valve that connects the large intestine to the small intestine that's supposed to stay shut. As we age and as the impact of inflammation and tissue deterioration kick in, that valve becomes weak. And that's one of the reasons why the small intestine will manifest hyperproliferation of bacteria. FODMAPs is another reason. In any case, I-26 is a great nutritional supplement that you can use even if you don't have SIBO, even if you don't have a chronic long-term degenerative disease, just to keep the bacteria in check. If you have SIBO, if you've had a hydrogen breath test or methane breath test, and they say, oh, you have SIBO, they're going to give you an antibiotic, probably. And while an antibiotic, for sure, we're going to kill the bacteria, they might not kill the right bacteria, because antibiotics are indiscriminate. They kill indiscriminately. I-26, on the other hand, just kills the bad bacteria. So it's like a natural antibiotic that does not have negative side effects, and everybody can benefit, in my opinion. I use I-26 every morning myself in my smoothie. Doesn't really have too much of a taste, and it's relatively inexpensive. It's certainly an inexpensive way to prevent long-term health challenges or digestive health challenges. You can also use, by the way, stomach acid. Stomach acid is one of the Stomach acid is one of the ways bacteria are kept in check. And achlorhydria, or hypochlorhydria, low stomach acid, is one of the reasons why bacteria proliferate. And this is one of the reasons why people will say, if you have, well, I say, not medical professionals, but naturopaths and alternative practitioners will tell you, if you have heartburn or if you have GERD, you don't want to take an antacid because that's going to make it worse, possibly. What you want to do is you want to use acid replacement, like betaine, HCl, which you'll find in the Ultimate Enzymes, or apple cider vinegar with your meals. Turns out that acid can control GERD, G-E-R-D, gastroesophageal reflux disease, or heartburn, by helping slow down the proliferation of bacteria in the intestine, helping prevent SIBO. And then, of course, there's the good old FODMAPs diet, or what should be called the anti-FODMAPs diet. FODMAPs is an acronym that stands for fermentable oligosaccharides, FO, D, disaccharides, M, monosaccharides, and polyols, basically fermentable sugars. You don't need to know all the different types of sugars, basically fermentable sugars. And being gluten-free doesn't make a difference, folks, because many of the symptoms of SIBO are similar to the symptoms of gluten intolerance. In fact, the signs and symptoms of SIBO are similar to pretty much all malabsorption syndromes, including fructose malabsorption syndrome, which is more common than most people realize. So going gluten-free doesn't always help you. If you're going gluten-free and you still have your arthritis, or you still have your psoriasis, or your rashes, or your skin issues, or your movement disorders, or whatever it is, chances are pretty good you're dealing with SIBO, not just gluten intolerance. Oligosaccharides are big sugars. Disaccharides are smaller sugars. Lactose, milk sugar is common, most common disaccharide. Sucrose, table sugar, is another disaccharide. Sucrose is made up of a 50-50 ratio of glucose and fructose. High fructose corn syrup is a 55% fructose. Sometimes it's even 90% fructose. Yeah, there's a high version of high fructose corn syrup, which is 90-10.
10% glucose, 90% fructose. And while it's marketed as natural, which it is in the sense that fructose is natural, that what they don't tell you is fructose is not handled by the body as efficiently as glucose. In fact, fructose is not handled by the body efficiently at all. It's handled by the liver. And a lot of people believe, including myself, that our epidemic of fatty liver disease is at least partially caused by high fructose corn syrup and excess ingestion of fructose. Both sucrose, which is glucose and fructose, and high fructose corn syrup can exacerbate SIBO, although, as I say, fructose is handled a little bit differently than glucose. Glucose can be stored by cells. Glucose is used for energy. Fructose is stored in the liver and encourages the fat, thus fatty liver. And it's very likely that liver fibrosis and our natural fatty liver epidemic, one out of three Americans have fatty liver disease, which is these days considered to be normal, a normal part of aging, it's not normal, could very well be to our excess ingestion of fructose. And by the way, speaking of fibrosis, one of the major reasons why we get fibrosis is, guess what? SIBO. Fibrosis is a hardening of the body. This is one of the ways that our organs, we go into organ failure as we age, and this is one of the reasons why we age, is we become fibrotic. Alzheimer's disease, by the way, is fibrosis. It's related to something called amyloid, as most people, even folks who aren't in the healthcare world, know. Amyloid or amyloidosis, excess production of amyloid plaques, is the hallmark sign of Alzheimer's disease. Well, guess what? Amyloidosis is linked to SIBO. I'm telling you, folks, every single health challenge you can name has a relationship to small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And by the way, trying to quit high fructose corn syrup is not going to be easy if you're eating processed foods, because fast foods and buns and McDonald's hamburgers and crackers and snacks and sweets and various breads and cereals and condiments and ketchup and mustard and soups and soft drinks and stuff's all over the place, high fructose corn syrup. It's, in fact, I would venture to say high fructose corn syrup is more common than not in processed and ultra-processed foods, especially soda pop. That's the worst. Soft drinks and fruit juice, for that matter, deliver a jolt of fructose right into the bloodstream and then right into the liver without requiring digestion. If you're already dealing with gut issues, you can be in big, big trouble with not just from liver issues, but also from SIBO. Remember, from an evolutionary standpoint, the only way the body got fructose in any large amount until a couple hundred years ago, and then really at an accelerated pace in the 1960s and 1970s, was in fruits, which contained tiny little bit of fructose with fiber and water, along with vitamins to help the body process the fructose. Also honey, probably, too. That's a whole different way of getting fructose into your system than high fructose corn syrup. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back on the Bright Side with Vincent James. We're going to talk about music and 88 ways music can change your life.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA News Update. A crash during a training exercise in northern Australia has killed three U.S. Marines. Officials say recovery efforts are ongoing and the cause of the crash remains under investigation. The Jacksonville County Sheriff says guns used in Saturday's shooting were all legally purchased. The FBI is investigating it as a hate crime. Three people were killed at a dollar store in Jacksonville. President Biden said of the shooting, quote, "White supremacy has no place in America." Governor Ron DeSantis is urging Floridians who live on the West Coast to get ready for Tropical Storm Idalia. It's expected to make landfall Tuesday as a Category 1 or Category 2 hurricane. A senior official with President Biden's re-election campaign says there will be no focus on legal issues surrounding Hunter Biden or former President Trump. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use at brightsideben.com. If you want to review a subject or review a show or share one with a friend or loved one, you'll also find all the Youngevity products at brightsideben.com and a Join the Team link that you can use if you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. You'll also find the products and a Join the Team link on my blog, pharmacistben.com, and on our news stories, blog posts, and video page at criticalhealthnews.com, or you can call 866-735-2470, that's 866-735-2470, to order Youngevity products or to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues for prevention of post-surgical scarring, post-traumatic scarring, eczema, psoriasis, acne, even just plain old dry skin. What I discovered when I formulated my Truth Skin Health products for helping folks deal with skin issues was that when you heal the skin, you beautify it. And at the end of the day, folks, healthy skin is beautiful skin, and beautiful skin is healthy skin, and that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about, keeping the skin healthy so the skin will be beautiful. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, just 100% active and functional ingredients featuring lots of fat-soluble, that is vitamin C, the good stuff, not the stuff that breaks down, not the stuff that's irritating, not the stuff that's drying, the good stuff, fat-soluble vitamin C, as well as alpha-hydroxy acids, vitamin E, fullerenes, hyaluronic acid, vitamin E and K and D. True Skin Health products are like topical nutritional supplements for your skin. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicon, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. Check them all out at TruthTreatments.com. Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Vincent James is a musician as well as an author. He is the founder of lovesongs.com. His website is lovesongs.com and keepmusicalive.org. And his book is 88 Ways to Change, 88 Ways Music Can Change Your Life and 88 More Ways Music Can Change Your Life. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Vincent James. Hello, Vincent. Vincent. Where's Vincent? Vincent? Alex? Vincent?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Had a little technical issues. Greetings. Welcome to the Bright Side, Vincent.
Thanks for having me on. Great to see you.
Thank you. Yes, so you're no ordinary musician. You're a musician philosopher, I would say. Can I say that? Is that fair?
That's a good way to put it, yes. I'm a passionate musical advocate, but philosopher, that's... I like that. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to call you musician philosopher because you really do understand more about, you understand music from more than just the music part of it. You understand the meaning of music and what it can do. And your book, 88 Ways to Music Can Change Your Life and 88 More Ways Music Can Change Your Life, is really cool because it's got anecdotes and stories about how music has affected the lives of people. And I'm a healthcare professional. I've always believed that music plays, and I don't just believe it, there's a lot of literature that supports how music plays a role in keeping us healthy. It was before you went on, before I got you on, we were talking about an article from the American Psychological Association titled Music as Medicine. So tell us a little bit about music, not from a music standpoint, but from a well-being and a lifestyle standpoint.
Well, it's interesting, Alex. I mean, whether Ben, I got your producer in my ear. It's interesting that, you know, both whether you're playing music or listening to music, it can really have some powerful effects. Just listening to music, it can have an effect, you know, in terms of reducing the stress hormones that we have, releasing endorphins and dopamine, you know, the feel-happy feeling. And just medically, they've shown that, you know, in different situations, health situations, where listening to music can really have a benefit. I like to propose that people listen to music intentionally, meaning instead of just listening to whatever happens to be on or be around, just like the food we put in our bodies, you know, what we put in our ears, you know, has an effect on our health. And, you know, if we intentionally choose what we listen to, you know, if you need to feel calm, you know, have a calming playlist that you listen to. If you need to feel pumped up for something to get over that, you know, get through an exercise program you're trying to do, then you have a playlist for that. And on the contrary, sometimes, you know, you feel sad and you feel like you need to cry something out. You know, I like to call, have another playlist I like to call Cry It Out, where you just, you know, you need to get the emotions out, you know, so you can start to recover from it. But just listening to music is very powerful. But, you know, a lot of what we do here at Keep Music Alive is talk about the educational benefits for kids. Because if they start playing early during their developmental years, some magical things start to happen with the brain. There's been the research that shows that, you know, the corpus callosum, which connects the left and right sides of our brain, actually gets a little bigger for kids that start playing music at an early age. And so that's the pipeline, the neurons going back and forth, that's going to lead to, you know, creative problem-solving, thinking outside the box, leading to, you know, this is where we get many of our great scientists, doctors, inventors, and so on.
Having more access, the left brain having more access to the right brain, or more clear access, or better fidelity.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And I have to tell you, Ben, you know, when we started down this project, we got this idea for the book series. I didn't know any of this information. I was just like, I think it's a really great idea to hear how music, you know, impacted people's lives. But as the stories started to come in, And my wife and I started looking at some of the research, and we're like, oh, my gosh, this is, like, much bigger than we had. We had no idea that there was this much effect that music was having in our lives. And I really think there's, you know, science is still just scratching the surface of all the benefits that music, you know, sound energy can do for us.
How about listening to music from your youth as an anti-aging strategy? What do you think about that?
I don't know if it's an anti-aging strategy, but it might be. But certainly, it's kind of a, we like to say music is a magical time machine because it can bring us back, you know, the memories.
Yeah.
So you can hear a song that will can immediately bring you back to where you were when you first heard it. You know, I have this image in my mind. I think of Hotel California. I was at a junior high school dance, and I heard that song for the first time, and I'll never forget it.
You can go back. You can go back to that high school dance when you hear that song.
Yes, it takes me all the way back to the dance. And, you know, good memories, some yes, some no, right? But the song, it sticks. And then music, you know, as we get older, a lot of times, I've seen a number of cases, and you know, we've seen in some of the stories in the book, where you have a person who's suffering from Alzheimer's, dementia, and you play a song, you know, from their youth or from when they were, you know, young adult age, and they immediately... they seemingly come back to life, to being almost normal. They can communicate. They'll be singing the song lyrics. They're dancing along with it. But before that, they barely remembered your name and couldn't communicate with you. And to me, that's just, you know, stunning. I just can't believe it's true. But
what about people, I don't know if you know who Jim Nabors is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what about people like that who, like, stutter or have real terrible accents, but then when they sing, it's like a completely different person. How's that work out?
And I don't know the science behind that, Ben, but yes, you know, when people, a lot of times when they stutter, but when they speak, but when they sing, it's perfect. There's a certain type of thing, it's called aphasia, where people have trouble speaking again.
But somehow they can sing.
If they can sing the word.
That's wild. All right, we got to take a commercial. We got to take a break. Vincent, when we come back, I want to talk specifically about listening to music, how you listen to music, and then we can talk a little bit about keep music alive. When we come back from our break. Vincent James is with us, his book, 88 Ways That Music Can Change Your Life.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, and helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Vincent James. His book, 88 Ways Music Can Change Your Life. Vincent, is there a way that we should be listening to music in order to leverage or maximize the benefits?
Yes, absolutely, Ben. I think, you know, we just need to be careful about what music that we're listening to.
Mm.
You know, I hate to tell people, don't just listen to your favorite radio station and listen to everything they play. You know, I think we need to identify, you know, what songs are out there that we know that, you know, give us a calming effect. And identify those songs and put them together in a playlist and use them when you need them, whether it's for a meditation, you need to calm down after a work conflict or after a rough day at work, and use that to, you know, intentionally reduce, you know, music has this powerful thing of, you know, reducing the stress hormone cortisol, which helps to, you know, your immune system and reduces pain. And that's important to, you know, whenever we have that stress feeling going on. So that's one way of what we can do with, you know, choosing music that can help us, you know, with our health.
Is there a way that you should pay attention to music or just kind of let it, like, seep into your consciousness or pay attention to certain parts of it? Or how do you recommend that you get the maximum benefits from it?
I think it's important, if you can, to be able to focus on it in a sense, meaning close your eyes, block out light, and try to just let the one sense come in, you know, into your ears with the music, because I think that's how you're going to get the most benefit from it, you know, if possible. Now, we don't always have that, you know. This is why, like, if we're at work somewhere and they allow music to be played, you know, you can choose music that supports your work style. You know, maybe your work style needs, you know, upbeat, moving tempo music, and that helps you get your job done. Or maybe your work style, you know, environment, it's kind of crazy and hectic, and you want calming, you know, peaceful music, and play that. So it's more about what you pick, I think, to play when you have the opportunity to choose. But certainly whenever you can, you know, I like to block out all the other senses and just take it in my ears. And I feel like that's how I'm getting the most benefit.
What is it about classical music that makes it important or special or favorable as opposed to modern music, or is it?
I think in some ways it is. I think the special thing about it is, number one, it's instrumental. So there's no words, so you're not listening to words and taking in all whatever the meanings may or may not be of the words, right? So there's that going for it. And then there's also the fact that classical music is more complicated than, you know, say, modern music. You know, There's a lot of different ranges going on, different instruments, different things going on behind the scenes. It's complicated. And believe it or not, that's really good for our brain to take in that, you know, different things going on with the music. You know, it's not just a bass, you know, guitar, piano, and vocals going on, and maybe some strings and a few other instruments. You know, there's dozens and dozens of different types of it coming in, different frequencies from these different instruments that are being played. And I don't know the science behind it, but I think the combination of those sound frequencies on top of the complicated musical parts that are being played have a very positive, beneficial effect on our brains. You know, this is why they have those, you know, Babies on Mozart programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a funny thing, our kids' music day spokesperson this year, you know, he
Mozart's played the, brain.
Yeah, he played 120 instruments at 17 years old.
And Who is this?
Yes.
Who do you say plays 117 instruments?
Our kids' music day spokesperson, Neil Nyer. Mm-hmm. He's only 17. He plays 120 different instruments. He plays them well, and he credits it to his parents playing classical music to his mother's womb before he was born.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Yes. So if music has all these health benefits, is there any music that has disease effects?
I think if you play any kind of music for yourself that causes you stress, and we don't usually do this intentionally, but if we're in an environment where you're listening to music and maybe you don't really want to be there, but you're kind of need to be there or you have to be there, or for some reason you can't get out of the environment, if there's music that causes you stress, I think like anything else that causes the stress, Ben, I think that's going to be bad for our health.
But there's nothing inherent about the structure of a musical song that will lead the listener to get sick. Or is it?
No. And it's just very personal, I think. With, you know, what's stressful to you in music?
Fair enough.
It's not going to be stressful to me, and likewise.
Have you heard about the controversy between 432 hertz and 440 hertz?
I have, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Like, why it's controversial and what the difference between those two frequencies are?
So what they're talking about is, like, middle C on the piano traditionally is tuned at 440 hertz, cycles per second, or per minute, I think it is. You know, my
second.
Math is a little off here.
Per second.
but I think long ago it was the 432, and there are folks that think that we should go back to that. And I think most of us humans wouldn't even recognize the difference. I don't know that I would in the difference. But I think that just like some of us are more sensitive to different things in our environment, you know, you have some people that are more sensitive to, I don't want to say spirits, but things that might be around us, but just different things, you know, that people are more sensitive to. I think there are people that their oral processing system would be more sensitive to 432 versus 440. To them, it would make a difference. But I don't know enough to know what kind of difference it would make to them and whether it would be more pleasing to them. And, again, it might be a personal thing. Some of them might prefer the 432. Some of them might prefer the 440. But I honestly think most of us would never know the difference. Just like how many people really recognize the difference now between a vinyl record and an MP3?
Yeah, MP3s have sound a little colder, a little more digital.
But when you get up to this 256K and the higher resolutions, and the kids today who've never really knew vinyl, they're never going to know the difference.
Right. So, I don't know if you know anything about this, but maybe you do. Backmasking in music, where messages are put in, you play the things backwards, Pink Floyd backwards, and do you know anything about that?
I only know, you know, some of the history that you probably read about, you know, Paul is dead, you know.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Right, but no, I don't know anything about whether that's really gone on, whether it still goes on.
If that's a thing.
Whether it make any difference or not, if it was there.
Okay. All right, talk to us about lovesongs.com.
Well, lovesongs.com is something I had started actually quite a ways back because I would write a lot of different songs, and my style that I wrote was often love songs, and I had the idea, well, what if I wrote custom love songs for couples and families, you know, just celebrating their wedding, their anniversaries, and different events, and that's what I started to do when I launched that website. I honestly don't do a lot with that now because Keep Music Alive and our music education advocacy is kind of taken over our lives, Ben.
That's all right, but you're still doing this. Somebody wants to do lovesongs.com, they can do that?
Absolutely,
reach out to you at lovesongs.com. And then keep music.
And I love writing. I love writing songs. I love sharing music with people. I mean, that's where it started with me, Ben. It's the joy of. I go back to, you know, being a kid. I could just be walking around outside, and I always have a music in my head, a song in my heart, and I think that's kind of what led me down this path eventually to the music education, advocacy, and philosopher.
And being a music philosopher, you're going to take that on, aren't you?
So,
that's good. That's good.
I will credit you, Ben.
I appreciate that, Vincent. Well, you have Nietzsche on your website. You know, come on. Without music, life would be a mistake. That's a pretty deep stuff about music.
Can you or any of our listeners, you know, imagine what the world would be without music?
No, I can't imagine. It's a huge part of my life. I wish I played. I don't play anything.
Not too late. I once had a guitar student who didn't start learning to play until he was 80 years young.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is he any good?
We worked together for 5 years, and then the pandemic came, and we had to stop. And, you know, he became just an average guitar player. We learned songs from the 50s, 60s, and some 70s that he knew and remembered. And we would play together and sing together, and he had a great time when he went down to Florida. In the winter, for the cold times, he would bring his guitar and play for his friends, so it was extremely beneficial for him. And, you know, it wasn't easy to get started at 80 because, you know, he had to develop the calluses on his fingers. He started at any age.
I bet he added years to his life, probably.
I believe he did. It's just great. Right? His wife would constantly say, you know, how beneficial she thought it was for him to have that experience.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you're doing great stuff. Vincent, thank you so much. The book is 88 Ways. I love the book, by the way. I want to talk about it. You didn't get a chance to. 88 Ways Music Can Change Your Life, and also 88 More Ways Music Can Change Your Life. Vincent James, his website, lovesongs.com, keepmusicalive.org, and 88waysmusic.com. Thanks for being on The Bright Side, Vincent.
Thank you so much, Ben. You guys have a great night.
You have a great night as well. Great to talk to you. All right, that was Vincent James. Websites, lovesongs.com, keepmusicalive.org, and 88waysmusic.com. His book is 88 Ways Music Can Change Your Life. His second book, 88 More Ways Music Can Change Your Life. And that is all the time we have for this evening on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back at you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, have an awesome, spectacular, wonderful, beautiful week. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.